إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله له لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، ما بعد. فالحمد لله على ما من به من تكرار هذه المجالس المباركة، فعلى بركة الله نبدأ.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى began by stating part of the khutbah sahaja, which is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to begin his speeches with, whereby he stated, "Verily our praise is due to Allah, we praise Him, we seek His assistance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own selves and the evil recompense of our bad actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide, and whomsoever Allah decrees to go astray, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger." And then the Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala proceeded to thank Allah azza wa jalla for allowing us to come together in that which He has blessed us with, the continuation of these blessed gatherings, seeking religious knowledge. And Shaykh Habibullah ta'ala said that we will proceed with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No.
Bismillah alhamdulillah. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. يقول المسلم أبو زكريا يحيى بن الشرف النووي رحمه الله تعالى وغفر الله له ولشيخنا وللحاضرين والمستمعين جميعا في كتابه رياض الصالحين: باب التنافس في أمور الآخرة والاستكثار مما يتبرك به.
الحمد لله، هذا البيان لهذا العنوان من الإمام النووي رحمه الله فيه تنبيه على التسابق والمسارعة في الأعمال الصالحة واتخاذ الطرق المشروعة. نعم.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى سيد أود التايتل إمام النووي رحمه الله تعالى has brought to our attention the importance of hastening to do good deeds and competing in good deeds and taking the means of traversing the path that has been legislated in doing such. قال رحمه الله تعالى قال الله تعالى وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. وعن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه
أي يتنافس المتنافسون في العمل الصالح.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that this verse, يعني those who are competing in doing good deeds, that they compete and vie with one another in doing so. يعني
يتسابق المتسابقون في العمل الصالح.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that those who are keen to do good, that they hasten and compete with one another in doing these good deeds.
يسارع المسارعون في العمل الصالح.
Those that want to do good deeds, that they hasten and they are speaking and doing such.
مسارعوا سابقوا كلها المسابقة والمسارعة والمنافسة فيما عند الله، أما الدنيا لم يأتي في هذا شيء منها، ومع ذلك يتنافس فيها الناس وتركوا ما هو الأصل في أن يتنافس فيه المتنافسون وهي الأعمال الآخرة.
The Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala said that these three words that have been mentioned in the Quran, al-musara'a, or hastening, or rushing to do good deeds, likewise, al-musabaqa, يعني that the people compete in, or they vie with one another in doing good deeds, and also the third word, yatanafas, يعني that they compete and vie with one another in doing good deeds, hastening to do good deeds, hastening to get the reward that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh Khalid Allah ta'ala said that you will not find these three words describing anything from the dunya. And even with this fact, you find that the people, that they vie with one another and compete with one another in terms of worldly affairs, it's not what they have been commanded to do. Rather, they have been commanded to vie with one another and compete with one another and hasten to do good deeds with regards to that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال رحمه الله تعالى وعن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال هنا لا والله يا رسول الله لا أوثر بنصيب منك أحدا فتله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في يده. متفق عليه.
أي لا أقدم أحد على نفسي بالأولوية بعدك.
The Sheikh Abdul Razak stated that the meaning here, that the gulam, the young man, he said, I will not prefer anybody or put anybody with regards to that which I am deserving of with regards to you.
وقيل أنه ابن عباس.
And it is said that the gulam, the young man in this hadith, is referred to Ibn Abbas.
وقد يكون رواية أخرى.
And the Sheikh Abdul Razak stated that it may be another narration.
نعم.
وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لا هنا أشار الإمام النووي قال وهذا الغلام هو ابن عباس. نعم.
عن الإمام النووي he mentioned this fact in the second part of the hadith that indeed the young man here was ابن عباس.
والذي كان عن يمينه أبو بكر.
And the one who was on his right side was Abu Bakr.
نعم.
وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بين أيوب عليه السلام يغتسل عريانا
أي بينما
بينما يعني من روايات فخر عليه جراد من ذهب فجعل أيوب يحكي في ثوبه فناداه ربه عز وجل يا أيوب ألم أكن أغنيتك عما ترى قال بلى وعزتك ولكن لا غنى بي عن بركتك رواه البخاري.
وهذا فيه جواز هذا الباب.
And the Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that, and this is with regards to the permissibility of what is written in this chapter.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى باب فضل الغني الشاكر وهو من أخذ المال من وجهه وصرفه في وجوهه المأمور بها.
الغني الشاكر.
The Sheikh Abdul Razak is mentioning that what is written in this title that the individual who is very or rich and he is thankful.
والفقير الصابر.
And the poor person who is patient.
هناك مقارنة جعلها بعض أهل العلم بين هذين الصنفين أيهما أفضل فقير صابر أم غني شاكر.
The Sheikh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that with regards to these two categories of individuals, that there are those from the ulama who have compared the two and they have written or they have mentioned which is more superior, the rich person who is thankful or the poor person who is patient.
ولهم فيها كلام طويل.
And the Sheikh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that their commentary with regards to this is quite extensive.
ملخصة أن الغني الشاكر أفضل.
And the Sheikh Abdul Razak stated that that is summarized. The summary of what they said is that the rich person who is thankful is better.
لأن الفقير الصابر ليس له إلا قدره فليصبر.
Because the poor person who is patient, يعني he only has that which is in his means, which is only patience.
أما الغني فالغنى مادة تطغي ولكن كونه يكون شاكر هذا فيه نوع مجاهدة.
The Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that with regards to the rich person, he has that which may cause him or maybe a means to be arrogant or haughty, and with that, therein he has to strive against himself with this being thankful.
لأن الغنى محل البطر.
Because the Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that the richness or having wealth, it causes an individual to be arrogant and haughty with regards to that which he has been given.
البطر وش؟ غير الكبرياء. طيب. نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى قال الله تعالى فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى.
أي الله تبارك وتعالى ييسر لليسرى من كان باذلا شاكرا عاملا صالحا صادقا.
The Sheikh Abdul Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Azza wa Jalla facilitates and makes easy for the individual who is thankful.
فالأعمال الصالحة بعضها يجوبة.
The Sheikh Abdul Allah Ta'ala says that what is derived from this verse is that when the individual does good deeds, that other good deeds are facilitated for this individual. And that by him giving and exerting the effort, Allah makes easy other good deeds.
واستمرار العمل من علامات حسن الخاتم.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the continuation of doing good deeds, that this is from the signs of Husn al-Khatimah, meaning that the individual will be able to have a good end. This is a sign from the good end that the individual may be blessed with. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated, act, do.
وكل ميسر لما خلق له.
Because that is what always comes in the hadith that each individual, يعني, it has been made easy for him to do that which he has been created to do.
فما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى. فاستمرار العمل دليل على مبشرات بحسن الخاتمة.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that what is mentioned in this verse that because of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitates the individual who does good, he facilitates other good deeds. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that what is derived from this is that the individual, if he is continuing or if he is continuous with regards to these good deeds, then this is from the signs that this individual will have a good ending.
عمل الحسنة.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that good deeds
باعث على النشاط والاجتهاد في عمل أختها.
That it is a reason. Doing good deeds is a reason that gives the individual or encourages the individual, facilitates for the individual to do other good deeds.
فالاستمرار على الأعمال الصالحة معين للعبد للاستمرار عليها.
So then the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the fact that the individual is keen to continue to do these good deeds, that this is a sign that it has been facilitated for him, and inshallah he will continue upon doing that. It will lead to further continuation of those good deeds.
فالحسنة تدعو لأختها.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is saying the statement that a hasana or a good action invites its sister or other good actions.
ومن عود نفسه على الطاعات هان عليه فعلها واستمرار الممارسة لا.
وسهل. The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the person who has disciplined himself upon doing good deeds, that it will be a reason for him to further do good deeds and continue upon doing good deeds. And it will be a reason for further good deeds.
والأخرى كذلك أي السيئات.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that the opposite is true as well. The individual does bad deeds.
أما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala mentioned the second part of this verse, where if the individual does bad deeds, that he will be made to do or be facilitated to do other bad deeds. That it will lead to his doing bad deeds, will lead to doing other bad deeds.
فالسيئة تجر لأختها.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the opposite is true about what he said for good deeds, that bad deeds, that likewise, they invite their sister bad deeds as well.
فالمستمر على الصالحات يرجى أن يختم له بالصالحات والمستمر على السيئات يخشى أن يختم له بالسوء.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the individual who is continuing upon good deeds, it is hoped and wished that this individual will die upon good. Likewise, an individual who is continuous in his doing of bad deeds is feared for this individual that he will have a bad ending.
نسأل الله حسن خاتمة ونعوذ بالله من سوء.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala made supplication that Allah bless us with a good ending. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وقال تعالى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى.
تريد الرضا؟
Do you want Allah's happiness or happiness?
اعمل لوجه الله.
Then do actions for the face of Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
لا يكون لنعم تجزى بها.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the person is not mindful of what he has done that is good.
أخرج زكاة مالك.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that take out the zakat from your wealth and give it.
كن تقي.
Be a person who is fearful of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and avoid that which is bad.
اللهم ارزقنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك. ومن اليقين ما تبلغنا به طاعتك.
And the Shaykh Rabbi Allah Ta'ala made the supplication that Rasul al-Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that may Allah give us from khashya that which would prevent us from doing those actions that are evil, and from yaqeen that which allows us to do that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وقال تعالى إن تبدوا الصدقات فنعم ما هي وإن تخفوها وتؤتوها الفقراء فهو خير لكم ويكفر عنكم من سيئاتكم والله بما تعملون خبير. وقال تعالى لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم. والآيات في فضل الإنفاق في الطاعات كثيرة المعلومة.
فبقدر ما تنفق بقدر ما يزيد المال ويبارك لك فيه.
الشيخ حبيبنا الله تعالى said that as much as you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will increase that wealth that you have spent, and likewise Allah will bless that wealth that you have been given.
الكل يتمنى أنه ذو مال فينفق منه.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala said that everyone wishes that he had wealth so that he may give and spend from that wealth.
No.
قال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا حسد إلا في اثنتين رجل آتاه الله مالا فسلطه على هلكته في الحق ورجل آتاه الله حكمة فهو يقضي بها ويعلمها. متفق عليه. وتقدم شرحه قريبا.
المال والعلم.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that one was mentioned in this hadith that the person was given wealth and knowledge.
وقد يكون الإنسان بخيل بماله.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala said that an individual he may be bakhil or miser with regards to his wealth.
وقد يكون بخيل بعلمه.
And likewise, he may be a miser with regards to his knowledge.
فهذا مجازا على ما فرط في حق الله في المال.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that this individual will be taken to task for that which he has fallen short with regards to the rights that his wealth has upon him.
وذاك مجازا على ما فرط من حق الله في العلم وكتمه.
And the other individual, the individual who is miserly with his knowledge, he will be taken to task and held accountable for that which he fell short with regards to concerning the knowledge that he had and the fact that he kept this knowledge to himself.
والبخل بالعلم أشد.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that being miserly with knowledge is more severe.
فحاجة الناس للعلم أشد من حاجتهم للمال.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated because the need that the people have for knowledge is more severe than the need that they have or the need that they need or the need they have for wealth no. or their need for wealth.
No.
وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا حسد إلا فتنتين رجل أتاه الله القرآن وهو يقول به آناء الليل وآناء النهار ورجل أتاه الله مالا وهو ينفقه آناء الليل وآناء النهار. متفق عليه.
هذا موفق.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala said that this person is a muwaffaq. Somebody that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given success to.
لم يمنعه لحظة من لحظة أن يبذل ما وهبه الله في سبيل الله.
That there was not a time where this individual did not give from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with in the path of seeking Allah's reward in doing so.
والقرآن والمال.
With regards to what was mentioned in this hadith, this individual that was given the Quran and this individual that was given wealth.
الآناء أي اللحظات والأوقات والساعات والأزمنة.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala is the Arabic word ana al-layl or ana al-nahar. Ana is the time or moment or that which relates to time, the passage of time. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن فقراء المهاجرين أتى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالوا ذهب أهل الدثور بالدرجات العلى والنعيم المقيم فقال وماذا؟ فقالوا يصلون كما نصلي ويصومون كما نصوم ويتصدقون ولا نتصدق ويعتقون ولا نعتق. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفلا أعلمكم شيئا تدركون به من سبقكم وتسبقون به من بعدكم؟ ولا يكون أحد أفضل منكم إلا من سمع مثل ما سمعتم. قالوا: بلى يا رسول الله. قالوا: تسبحون وتكبرون وتحمدون دبر كل صلاة 33 مرة. ورجع فقراء المهاجرين إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالوا: سمع إخواننا أهل الأموال بما فعلنا ففعلوا مثله. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء. متفق عليه. وهذا لفظ رواية مسلم.
الدثور أي أصحاب الكنوز والأموال الكثيرة الموجودة، ما عندنا فلوس لا ننفق ولا نعتق.
The complaint here was made that they were able to do more than them, that they were able to spend their wealth and do different things with their wealth that they had been blessed with, and we were not able to do so because we didn't have that wealth.
هذا شكوى من الفقراء المهاجرين.
And the Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala said that this was a complaint from the poor people from the Muhajirin.
وهي ليست من باب الحسد.
And the Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala said that this complaint was not from باب الحسد or was not from envy.
لكنها من باب الغبطة، يودنا أن عندنا كما عندهم ونفعل كما يفعلون.
Rather it was the want that they had to have what these individuals were blessed with from wealth so that they can do those things and deeds that these people who had wealth did with their wealth.
إذن اسمع ما هو يعادل هذه الأمور: تسبيح، تحميد، تكبير. سبحان الله، الحمد لله، الله أكبر، وهي ما نقولها في دبر كل صلاة.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala said that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them, with their saying subhanAllah, they're saying Allahu Akbar, and they're saying Alhamdulillah, the times that we say after the salah, after the prayer.
قال بها تدركون من سبق.
And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala is mentioning the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said that with these statements, that you will reach or that you will perceive those who have preceded you with their wealth.
اللي سبقكم تدركونه.
يعني those people that have preceded you, you will be able to catch up with them by saying these statements.
وتسبقون من بعدكم. هذا هو المسابقة إلى الله والمنافسة. ميدان. هذه الحياة ميدان للمنافسة. الذي سبقكم تدركونه، والذي بعدكم تسبقونه.
And the Shaykh Abu Dawud is mentioning in the wording of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that those who have preceded you, you will catch up to them, and those who are behind you, you will precede them. And the Shaykh Abu Dawud stated that this is alluding to the mustabaqa, or the hastening and racing and competing and doing good deeds. That this life is the field, and it's the field of the race in doing good deeds.
ولا يكون أحد أفضل منكم أي تنالون الأولوية والأفضلية.
And the Shaykh Abu Dawud is mentioning a lot of part of this hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that upon doing so there will be none who is better than you.
Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Alimnaha wa qalilun fa'iluha.
And the Shaykh Abu Dawud stated that these three statements, saying subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, and alhamdulillah, that despite the fact that we know these words, there are only a minute amount of people who actually say them and engage in them and practice them.
Allahumma inna ala dhikrik wa shukrik wa husn ibadatik.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is making dua that Allah Azza wa Jal assist us and give us success. And Allah Ta'ala stated that being assisted by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is tawfiq, or being given success, granted success from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.
فنسأل الله الإعانة.
And due to this fact, the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala made supplication that Allah عز وجل give us assistance and aid us and assist us.
إذا لم يكن من الله عون للفتى فأول ما يجني عليه اجتهاد.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is saying a line of poetry that if the young man does not have assistance from Allah عز وجل, for the first thing that transgresses against him is his own اجتهاد.
انتشر خبر إخبار الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم للفقراء المهاجرين، فسمع أهل الأموال ذلك فقالوا كما يقولون.
فقال يا رسول الله إنه زيادة على الإنفاق أصبح يقول كما نقول. قال ذلك فضل الله، ذلك فضل الله يأتيه، هذا فضل الله عز وجل. أنت اجتهد فيما فيه وسعك، إياك أن تقصر وسعك. أما ما أكرم الله به عباده فالحمد لله، نسأل الله أن يزيدنا وإياكم من فضله. الانتشار إلى الدنيا، لأن ما يدري متى يموت الإنسان، ما يدري متى يموت، فليكون مستعدا لذلك.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that the title of this chapter is referring to that the individual is constantly reminded of death and thinking of death, and that this individual, he doesn't know when he's going to die, and this should always be on his mind, the fact that a life is short and he should make the most of it, and يعني should not encompass himself or over-encompass himself and certain goals or certain wants that he may have from the worldly life. Rather, he should realize that life is short, he does not know when he's going to die, and he should remember that death is close.
كُلُّنَا سَنَوْمُ.
And the Shaykh Ali Allah Ta'ala said that each one of us will die.
سَيَتِينَ مَلِكَ الْمَوْمُ.
Without a doubt, the angel of death will come to us.
متى؟
When؟
مَنْ؟
We don't know.
إذن كن مستعد.
So, due to this fact, be ready.
ما ندري مجلسنا هذا كلنا نخرج منه أو نبقى، نسأل الله لكم طول العمر وحسن العمل. لكن ما ندري، أجلنا بيد الله. فاعمل، استعد. الذي يعلم أن هناك توقيت سيجد ويجتهد، لكن الذي يعلم أن التوقيت مجهول فهو مستعد إلى آيات الوقت. نحن لا نريد أن ننسى التاريخ هذا الذي لا نعلمه، فلا نعمل له، فربما يأتيك الموت فجأة فيقول كما قال ذاك الذي قال رب ارجعوني لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت، كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعث. انتبه، حمان الله وإياكم من التسويف والتأخير. البدار 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 بالتوبة من الشرك والبدع والمعاصي والذنوب. الآن تب إلى الله، أخرج من كل مظالم الناس، نسأل الله يتوب علينا وعليكم. كلنا نخطئ، كلنا بشر، تغلبنا شهوة، تلتبس عند الإنسان شبهة. البدار التوبة الرجوع إلى الله عز وجل، إياك والتمادي. فنعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، ونتوب إلى الله من كل ذنب. نعم.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said that the individual needs to keep in mind that he does not know when he's going to die, and he should constantly remember death. The Shaykh Abu Dawud said that in this gathering of ours, we don't know يعني who is written or who's been written for to die and who may not come back. And who may not see, because death has overtaken this individual. Due to this fact that we do not know when we're going to die, the individual should constantly be ready for death, and he should be ready or be prepared for death by hastening to do good deeds. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala said that when the individual, he doesn't know when death is going to come, this is a reason for this individual to constantly be aware of that, and to hasten to do the deeds and not put off or delay or postpone or procrastinate with regards to good deeds. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala reminded all of us, he reminded all of us to hasten to do good deeds, hasten to make tawbah to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala from associating with bondage with Allah Azza wa Jal, from involving or participating or committing any acts of bid'ah or innovation or any sin or any oppression that an individual has done to others or engaged in with regards to the rights of others. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala encouraged us all to make tawbah, hasten to make tawbah, because the individual does not know when death will overtake him. And due to this fact, the individual should be constantly aware of this and hasten to do the deed and not put off or procrastinate with regards to making tawbah, with regards to involving himself or carrying out good deeds. قال الله تعالى كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. وقال تعالى
هذا إخبار أن كل نفس تذوق الموت وكل سيجزى أعماله يوم القيامة. فعليك أن تزحزح نفسك عن النار حتى تدخل في الجنة فتفوز. وهذه الحياة هي متاع الغرور، مغرور من جعلها بغيته.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this verse is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informing us that every soul will taste death, and that the person will be recompensed or rewarded for that which he engaged in. And the person who fights against himself and strives against himself, then this will be the successful individual. And that the worldly life is a deception for the individual who's been enamored with the worldly life. It is a deception for him. وقال تعالى وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت.
فإذا أنت لا تدري فبادر.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that what is mentioned in this verse, the fact that we do not know when the individual does not know when he will die, due to this fact he should hasten towards doing good deeds. وقال تعالى فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجْلَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ.
أبدا. فصل. الأمر مفصول فيه، لا تقديم ولا تأخير.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that the person's ajal or their time has been already decreed, and nobody can expedite that or delay that. Nobody can expedite or delay what Allah has written with regards to when they will die. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها الله خبير بما تعملون.
هذه الآية فيها وصايا وتنبيهات.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that this verse has different points of admonition and different things that have been brought to our attention with regards to.
المال والولد سبب إلهاء عن ذكر الله فلا يلهيك.
That the wealth and children, they may be means for a person to be distracted from remembering Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So do not be distracted by these things.
الإنفاق وإخراج الزكاة لا تؤخر.
And that spending and giving the zakat, that this should not be or should not be delayed.
فتندم إذا جاءك الأجل تريد أن تخرجها.
Because you will be.
وأنت لم تؤخر.
That the Shaykh Abdul Mawazal say that you will tend them, that you will regret if death overtakes you and you have not paid your zakat or giving from your wealth and charity and doing good. وقال تعالى حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون فإذا نفخ في الصور فلا أنساب بينهم يومئذ ولا يتساءلون فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون ومن خفت موازينه فأولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم في جهنم خالدون تلفح وجوههم النار وهم فيها كالحون ألم تكن آياتي تتلى عليكم فكنتم بها تكذبون.
واضح أن الآيات في الحث على المسارعة والمبادرة.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that these verses are clear with regards to their encouragement for the individual to hasten and race towards doing the deeds.
تنقطع كل العلائق والأسباب ما لا يبقى إلا عمل في عبد الله.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that when the individual dies, nothing is left except the good deeds that he brought forth while he was in the worldly life. Everything else is cut off, what will remain is his reward or his recompense for these good deeds that he engaged in, his actions that he engaged in, which he will be rewarded or punished for.
لا تؤمن نفسك.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated, لا تؤمن نفسك, meaning don't prolong, don't give yourself the sense of prolonging.
إذا بلغت كذا سأفعل كذا, إذا تقاعدت سأفعل كذا, إذا بلغت سني كذا سأفعل كذا, إذا كبرت سأفعل كذا, إذا كذا, إذا كذا. بعد الآن اللحظة هذه صادرها. لا تتكلم فيما سيأتي، اعمل ما أنت فيه، فما سيأتي علمه عند الله، تدركه أو لا تدركه، الله أعلم.
The Sheikh Hamidullah Razali has given examples of that procrastination or that prolonging. For example, the individual says, when I reach such and such age, I will do this. When I reach such and such age, I will do this. When I retire, I will do this. When I reach such and such age, I will do this. The Sheikh Hamidullah Razali stated that these times that the individual has set for the future, Allahu A'lam, if they will actually come. The individual is focused on what he is in now, the time he is in now, and hastens towards doing the deeds, and not put off doing the deeds. Rather, the individual should hasten to do the deeds in the time that he is in right now.
إذن افعل وبادر ولا تتأخر.
The Shaykh Hafidullah Azhar stated that do and hasten towards doing the deeds, and do not procrastinate or put off.
العزيز سعد مطلق. نعم.
إلى قوله تعالى قال كم لبثتم في الأرض عدد السنين قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم فاسأل العادين قال إن لبثتم إلا قليلا لو أنكم كنتم تعلمون أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون.
الدنيا مهما طالت هي قصيرة.
The Shaykh Hafidullah Ta'ala stated that with regards to the world life, no matter how long it is, in actuality and in reality it is short.
فهناك أناس عاشوا مئات السنين وآلاف السنين.
There are those, the Shaykh Hafidullah Ta'ala stated that there are those who lived for hundreds of years and thousands of years.
بل هناك أناس نومتهم مئات السنين.
The Shaykh Hafidullah Ta'ala stated that there are those who their sleep they slept for hundreds of years and when they woke up.
يبدأ العدد عليك من سن البلوغ.
And the Shaykh Hafidullah Ta'ala stated that in reality their age begins from the time you have reached puberty.
انتبه.
And the Shaykh Hafidullah Ta'ala stated due to this fact, take care, be aware of this.
ألم يأن الذين آمنوا.
وقال تعالى ألم يأن الذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون.
بلى آن من الآن عليك يا عبد الله من الآن.
And the Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala stated that without a doubt the time is now, the time has come now, beginning now.
أن يخشع قلبك لذكر الله.
That your heart is fearful with regards to remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is fearful with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
إذا وجدت قلبك لا يخشع لذكر الله.
And the Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala stated that if you find yourself that your heart is not fearful with regards to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فداوم عليه بذكر الله.
Then the Shaykh Hafidullah Ta'ala stated to be continual and make yourself useful is to remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
داوم عليه بذكر الله.
Make sure that remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
داوم عليه بذكر الله.
And the Shaykh Hafidullah Ta'ala stated again to acquaint yourself and be constant with regards to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until your heart has this khashya, stated that the time will come when it will fear. It will fear.
Allah Akbar bidhalik.
And why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us of such.
Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul
qulub. As Allah has subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the remembrance of Allah, have not the hearts become tranquil.
Bil mudawama ala dhikr yatma'innul qalb fa'idha tma'an. ارتاحت النفس ولا أنس لها إلا بذكر الله.
And the Shaykh Hafidullah Ta'ala stated that if the self has become and the heart has become acclimated to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes tranquil and it does not become tranquil with anything except the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبيه فقال كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. فكان ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما يقول إذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح وإذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء وخذ من صحتك لمرضك ومن حياتك لموتك. رواه البخاري.
اللي بعد.
وعنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما حق امرئ مسلم له شيء يوصي فيه يبيت ليلتين إلا وصيته مكتوبة عنده. متفق عليه. وهذا لفظ البخاري.
الدنيا اختصرها: كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل.
أنا شيخ حبيب الله تعالى سبيل this is the dunya and this is the relationship that one has with the dunya as if he is a traveler, عابر سبيل, as if he is a stranger, a wayfarer and a traveler.
كيف فسرها ابن عمر؟
And how did ابن عمر explain the same way the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم being in the world as a stranger or as a traveler?
سرعة الرحيل. إذا أمسيت لا تنتظر الصباح. إذا أصبحت لا تنتظر المساء.
If you arrive in the night time or you enter night time, do not expect to be alive the next morning. And if you arrive or wake up in the morning, do not expect to live until مساء or the night time, the evening time.
ما حق الله.
And the second hadith, the right of the Muslim.
اكتب وصيتك قبل تنام.
بالشيخ عبد الله تعالى سيد رايت وصيه بفور الدار.
واذا كتبتها لا يشترط انك كل ليله تكتبها، خلاص هي وصيتك. الا اذا تجدد شيء لفلان حق كذا لفلان كذا، هذه وصيتك انت كاتبها. من منا كاتب وصيته الان مجهزها؟ اذا استعد. كتابتك للوصيه هي مؤشر لنفسك اني راحل، وهذا الإعلان للنفس إني راحل. راحل لابد أنه مستعد للرحيل. ففي كتابتك لوصيتك استعداد من نفسك لنفسك أن تتهيأ وتستعد نفسك. فكتابة الوصية يساعد الإنسان إني متهيئ للرحيل من هذه الحياة. اكتب وصيتك، اكتبها، اكتب الحقوق التي لك والحقوق التي عليك وما لا تريد. نعم.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that in the second hadith that this is a reminder. When the individual writes his wasiyah, he doesn't have to write it every night. But if something happens that is new, that is not included in the wasiyah that he previously wrote, he needs to add that. For example, he has a debt that he owes to so-and-so, or that so-and-so owes him such a debt. And that this is what is written in the wasiyah, those rights that people have over him, and that those rights that he is deserving from the people. The Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala said that when the individual writes this wasiyah, it is a reminder to himself that he is leaving this worldly life, and the time will come where he will die. So the individual, he is cognizant of this fact, and this is the preparation for the fact that he will die. And by doing so, by writing this wasiyah, it is a reminder, it serves as a reminder for him that this worldly life is temporary, and that the time will come where he will die. Also, it ensures the rights that people have over him. For example, a debt that he may owe to others, or that which he is deserving from others. And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala reminded us to just write your wasiyah. Write it tonight. Those of you who haven't written, go have patience to write your wasiyah. And then all of us, we should write our wasiyah as soon as possible. Because again, the individual does not know when he's going to die. And it is a reminder for us that the time will come when we will die.
ولا يمنع أن تحدثها إذا أديت لصاحب حق حقه، أو شخص لك عليه حق أدى حقه لك، أن تحدث هذه وتكتب هذه وتجدد كتابتها. تحديثها مستمر.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said that the renewing of this wasiyah is ongoing. For example, if an individual had a debt that he owed you and you paid that debt, of course you will go to your wasiyah and erase that and make mention of that so paid you back such and such. Likewise, if you paid somebody that you owed a debt to, if you paid that debt, you will go back to your wasiyah and renew it that debt that you formerly owed so and so, if you gave him the money. And the Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala stated that this wasiyah is ongoing with regards to that which is new or those circumstances that newly happened or that are renewed.
البعض يقول كيف اكتب الوصيه؟
انا الشيخ عبد الله تعالى سيد ذا هوز الفيديوز والشيخ عرف حضر على رايك الوصيه، what do I do؟
اولا
first of all
تبدا بوصيه عقدك في العقد الصالح.
First of all you begin by giving an admonition to your family, those who are closest to you, those who you will leave behind. You give them an admonition to fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
كان بعضهم يوصي عقبه أن لا يبكوا عليه وأن لا ينوحوا عليه وأن لا يفعلوا البدع في جنازته وأن يعتنوا بالتوحيد ويتركوا البدع.
By reminding their children and their offspring, those who they will leave behind, to not cry after their death or to not engage in any bid'ah or any innovations with regards to the funeral, to be firm upon Tawheed. So they gave them this religious admonition with regards to what to do and what not to do, and this is how they began their wasiyah.
بحق الله حق الرسول صلى الله
with regards to the rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deserving and the rights that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is deserving of and other religious admonitions.
ثم يبدأ بحقوق العباد.
And then the individual begins with the rights of the servants, those rights that other individuals have over him.
لفلان كذا ولي على فلان كذا يذكرها.
For example, I owe so and so such and such amount, or so and so owes me such and such amount.
يوصي ذريته عليكم يا أبنائي بكذا وعليك يا بنتي بكذا وعليك يا فلان بكذا. له أن يوصي أبنائه ويوصي بناته زوجاته قراباته جيرانه وهكذا. هذا نمط مختصر يعني عن كيفية كتابة الوصية وهكذا ويشهد عليه.
And he admonishes or he advises his children and his wives and even his neighbors like this. He writes individual advice and admonishments for certain people that are close to him. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that this is a summary of what the individual is to include in his wasiyah. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال خط النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خطوطا فقال هذا الإنسان وهذا أجله فبينما هو كذلك إذا جاء الخط الأقرب رواه البخاري.
في ورقة بيضة.
الشيخ عبد الله جاء سيد بيضة white piece of paper.
ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خط خط.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى الزمستاني على الباب صلى الله عليه وسلم رد سؤال.
قال هذا أمل الإنسان.
And he said this is what the individual hopes for, wishes for, his aspiration.
ثم يأتي الأجل. هذا الأمل وهذا الأجل.
So this individual, the time when Allah has decreed for him for his death, it comes before he reaches those goals and hopes and wishes and aspirations that he has.
هذا
before he reaches them.
أمل يؤمل سأفعل سأفعل.
This is what
وهو في اتجاه الأمل لكن يأتي عليه الأجل يعني الموت قبل أن يصل إلى أمله. وكل الذين ماتوا كانت عندهم آمال كان عندهم أشياء يريدوا يحققوها ومع ذلك أتتهم آجالهم قبل آمالهم. نسأل الله أن يحسن لنا ولكم الخاتمة. انتبه أجلك قادم قبل أن تحقق كل آمالك.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the individual, he has his wishes and aspirations and goals that he hopes for in the future. And this individual, his death will come before each individual. Their death will come before they realize and actualize all of these hopes and aspirations that they have. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that with this, the individual should be cognizant of this fact and hasten to do good deeds. And that every person, death will come to them before they realize and actualize all of those hopes and aspirations that they have. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala made such a case of Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us with a good ending.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال خط النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خطا مربعا وخط خطا
في الحياة. يستخدم الإنسان عرض يرسم رسم ويبين ويشرح سواء على شيء مشاهد أو على الأرض. لا تكون الوسيلة متكلفة غاية إنما تكون من خلالها تصل رسالة معينة. فكان يمارس هذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو أسلوب تربوي وأسلوب تعليمي اتخاذ الوسيلة حتى يعي المتلقي ماذا يريد المتكلم.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala is bringing to our attention that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used certain diagrams from the means that he had at his disposal to clarify and to further illustrate a point that the Prophet ﷺ wanted to drive home or wanted to illustrate. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the Prophet ﷺ used these means without going to extremes or without overburdening himself with regards to these means. Rather, the Prophet ﷺ used with which was at his disposal, whether it be writing something in the sand or showing something, illustrating something that was readily at his disposal, so that the Prophet ﷺ can illustrate this fact and drive the point that he wanted to explain home.
And hadith الذي سيقرأه أبو أفنان هذه هي رسمة وقرأ حديث. واضح؟ أكيد أوضح؟ واصل؟
وخطى خطا في الوسط خارج منه وخطى خطة صغارا إلى هذا الذي في الوسط من جانبه الذي في الوسط فقال هذا الإنسان وهذا أجله محيطا به أو قد أحاط به وهذا الذي هو خارج أمله وهذه الخطط الصغار الأعراض
فإن يعني الأحداث اللي تحصل للإنسان
The a'raj are those things that happen with the calamities that an individual is afflicted with or happen to him.
Amrad.
For example, certain afflictions, certain tests from Allah. Those things or certain things that fears that have come to this individual.
Hawajid.
That are accidents. فَإِنْ أَخْطَأَهُ هَذَا نَسَهَهُ هَذَا
يعني إما يصيد هذا أو يطرح هذا أو يعذره هذا.
The Shaykh رحمه الله تعالى said that if this, يعني these lines or these different afflictions or calamities, if one misses him, another one will afflict him or strike him. فإن أخطأه هذا نشهه هذا نشهه هذا رواه البخاري نهشه هذا
نهش ونهش
نهشه هذا
إيه هو المخطط الذي رسمه الإمام النووي من خلال فهمه لهذا النص.
أن الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said that this illustration that you all have, this is the illustration of the Imam Nawawi with regards to how he understood the Hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, which is illustrated therein.
وبهذا القدر كفاية وصلى الله وسلم على محمد بارك الله فيكم أجمعين وجماعة المسجد يدعونكم إلى ضيافة حياكم الله جميعا.
The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that with this hadith, we can conclude tonight's lesson. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala has concluded tonight's lesson by saying the praise and salutations upon the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And again, the Shaykh is reminding you that the brothers from the Masjid, they are inviting all of you to partake in tea and coffee and dates. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala said that tomorrow night's lesson is scheduled as normal.
ما يروح ما يروح